Hitler had an eye for art. He raided the collections of Jewish families. He commissioned grand pieces to celebrate the Third Reich. Nazi workshops turned out giant portraits and cast imposing statues. Maybe the most famous castings were two massive bronze horses that once flanked the Reich Chancellery. When the Russian army marched into Berlin, many of the works disappeared, including the horses. It was assumed they were destroyed by bombing or melted down. So when a Dutch art detective named Arthur Brand got a tip that the horses were for sale, he was stunned. Arthur, what happened next?
Well, we received a tip from somebody that a Dutchman living in Belgium was offering these horses. Of course, secretly, he was not offering them to Sotheby's or Christie's, so it was all a very secretive deal. And in the meantime, I did my investigation together with my colleagues. Could it have been possible that these horses had survived the war and that they were secretly hidden for 70 years? We are talking 70 years. And we started to realize that probably Hitler had moved these statues before the Battle of Berlin. And that could mean that they indeed had survived the war. And we found out that Hitler had moved them to a small town north of Berlin. And there, the Russians had confiscated them. Then, somewhere around 1990, when the Iron Curtain was removed, they sold it secretly to some art dealers. And at the end, they resold it to some people with Nazi sympathies. So that's more or less, in short, the story.
Mm. Now, to kind of flush this out, I gather you had to create your own phantom collector.
Yes. And, of course, it was an American.
What do you mean, of course?
Well, I was a fan of Dallas when I was a young kid. So when I think about a rich man, G.R. comes into my mind.
J.R.?
J.R., yeah.
Yeah, so you made this phantom collector from Dallas.
Yes, exactly. And I called him Mr. Moss. He had made his money in the old business.
And he fell for it.
He fell for it, not immediately, because these people were very cautious. I had to show them paperwork that Mr. Moss indeed existed. And then we started the negotiations. They offered me the horses for $8 million and some other statues from the Nazi Reich, also for $8 million. And we are talking here about Der Wächter by Arno Breker. Breker was Hitler's most favorite sculptor. And then we did the negotiations, and of course I had to call the German police to inform them that something big was going to happen.
Have you been able to see him, pet him?
Not yet, because I'm a civilian and the police is working now on it. They told me they have raided four houses in Germany, well, a little bit more, but they have found these statues in four different places, and the police told me that when they opened these warehouses, their mouths were open. There was so much there, tons and tons of Nazi art. And they couldn't believe their eyes. Statues from 10 meters high, the bronze horses were there. They are 3 meters and 20 centimeters. So they couldn't believe their eyes. It was a whole museum.
Has the government decided, do you know, if they'll be displayed somewhere or what they'll do with them?
Yes. The Minister of Culture, the German Minister of Culture, has said it's about time that we start to face our own history, and these sculptures have been a part of our history. I think everybody agrees that you cannot destroy these pieces. If we would destroy everything in our history that comes from an era which was not that good, what would be left? So the German states want to exhibit them in a museum.
So do you hear much from Mr. Moss?
Well, he's traveling around China, I think. But I'm in contact with the man who tried to sell them to me. We had a long telephone conversation, and he told me, well, why did you do this undercover operation? Now I have problems myself. But we will meet each other next week and have a talk about it. And we will see what comes out of it. Because it's not my goal to put people behind bars. It's my goal is to find important pieces of history back, and that's a completely different ballgame.
Arthur Brand, Dutch art detective, speaking from Amsterdam. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.